In the name of Jesus, amen. Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. You are on a blessed road. It is blessed because you are a privileged traveler who has been granted amazing eyes and ears for the journey. Almighty Father and your Son, you loved us when not yet begun was this old earth's foundation. Because he loved you even then, you can truly see and hear. Your Son has ransomed us in love to live in him here and above. This is your great salvation. Because he chose to live in you, you can see and hear unbelievable things. In fact, you have the most beautiful eyes and ears on earth. And they're gifts from the one who knew you before you were born, chose you, and ransomed you in his love. But you also need to know that there is nothing in you worthy of your ability to see and hear. In fact, these gifts are yours in spite of what is in you. Today's text is really not about the base appetites and desires of our eyes and ears. It is rather about the free gift of very different eyes and ears that are blessed, for they see and they hear and they believe that which is important for this life and the next. It's a bit hard for a group like this gathered in Cramer Chapel for prayer to even imagine the type of blindness and deafness of the ones our Lord describes in today's text. He's talking about people who see a crucifix, and they're only seeing a piece of provocative art. He's talking about the three Swarthmore College students who made news when they refused to participate in Bach's St. John Passion on their campus. Their reason? They didn't believe any of it, so they should not be made to say it. Passions, parables, proverbs, pericopes, they're all nonsensical puzzles, mysteries to the people who of their own choice will have nothing to do with the blessed road that you travel. By God's grace, what do you see and hear? You see a baby in a manger, and you know that baby is my Savior. You see a man hanging on two pieces of wood to die, and you know that man is my Savior. You come to a communion rail because you know what you receive there is your Savior. I could go on and on about the feast of amazing sights and sounds on the blessed road. By grace, your eyes and ears not only behold them, but they believe them, they understand, they embrace them. God's ways have been revealed to you through these eyes and ears. His means of giving his beautiful mercy and grace to you are not mysteries to you. You're on the blessed road. My friends, when you see the severe blindness and profound deafness that surrounds you everywhere, I implore you to not take your blessed sight and hearing for granted. Bring your hungry, needy souls to be forgiven, fed, refreshed often with your Christ. This is what he wishes for your baptismal life. He wants the children he died for to be healthy on the road that leads to him now and forever. When Philip Nicolai was writing today's hymn, he was a pastor conducting an average of one funeral every day as a result of the plagues in his village. He was literally surrounded by grief because his house overlooked the graveyard. Yet in spite of what he saw and endured, and it's hard to even imagine such ongoing grief, he found comfort during those dark days in writing about the blessed road. In his solitary moments, he wrote a series of meditations called Mirror of Joy. And that's where today's hymn first appeared. Would you ever guess, when you sing a hymn like this that virtually explodes off the page with the joy of our blessed life in Christ, would you guess that the author was surrounded by death and deep sadness? He wrote, "Earth's deep sadness may perplex us and distress us, yet with heavenly joy you bless us." Pastor Philip Nicolai had the kind of eyes and ears that our text calls blessed. By grace, you have them too. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.